Recorded Books presents Life as We Made It, How 50,000 Years of Human Innovation Refined and Redefined Nature, by Beth Shapiro, narrated by the author.
Part 1. The Way It Is. Chapter 1. Bone Mining. In Canada's Yukon, it takes less than an hour in a four-wheel drive truck to get from the coffee shop on Dawson City's front street to the last ice age. Located about 500 kilometers or 330 miles northwest of Whitehorse, Dawson City is a rugged northern town of dirt roads and wooden sidewalks, swinging door saloons and rickety buildings heaved onto jaunty angles by the melting earth beneath them. Today, tourism is the chief economic activity in Dawson City. But this has not always been the case. Since the discovery of gold there in 1896, an estimated 15 million troy ounces, which is more than 460,000 kilograms, have been mined from the nearby Klondike region's extensive creek and river system. Gold, however, is not the only precious commodity unearthed by Klondike miners. Each year, thousands of Ice Age fossils wash out of the Klondike's frozen soil during the search for gold. Among them remains of mammoths, mastodons, bison, horses, willows, ground squirrels, wolves, camels, spruce trees, lions, lemmings, and bears. The sticks, seeds, bones, teeth, and sometimes entire mummified bodies represent plants and animals that lived in the Klondike at some point during the most recent million or so years. Since the beginning of the gold rush, scientists have collected and scrutinized the Klondike's fossils, hoping to use them to reconstruct the climate and communities of the recent ice ages. Today, these fossils are a mainstay of my own research, and I try to spend at least a few weeks there every summer. Today, I can point to which of the Klondike's dusty roads are most likely to wash out, which creeks cut through the most productive, for bones, soils, and which layers of volcanic ash can tell us how old a particular fossil is. But on the warm summer day of 2001, when I drove out to the mines for the first time, I knew nothing. Three of us went from Dawson City into the Klondike that day, me and two friends and colleagues, Dwayne Fraze and Grant Zazula. We were all graduate students at the time, and each of our research relied on data from the region, but I was the only one of us who'd never been out to the mines. We were in Dawson City for a conference, which meant learning about science during the day and exploring the town's nightlife when the talks were over. We'd been exploring a dingy bar the night before that the locals call the Pit, when we ran into a minor friend of Dwayne's who, after several Yukon golds, invited us out to his place the next day to check out his bone cache. The next morning, as we abandoned the conference and left Dawson City for the mines, I was prepared for the sun. I was prepared for the Klondike's ubiquitous mosquitoes and for the possibility of running into a bear. I was not, as it turns out, prepared for the muck. About 20 minutes outside town, we turned off the main highway and began winding along the dusty mining roads in Dwayne's rental truck. I was struck by the contrast between the Klondike's natural and human worlds. One minute we'd be passing through pristine spruce forest or making our way gingerly over a hopefully not too deep creek, and the next we'd be in the middle of a denuded landscape where bulldozers were scraping away chunks of frozen earth. The road was curvy and washboard-riddled, and my stomach churned as our pickup fishtailed around the turns. When we finally turned onto a long driveway of sorts and slowed down, I was desperate for fresh air. Having been given the middle seat, I reached over Grant to roll down the window, and that is when I learned my first lesson about the Klondike. It stank. I gasped as the foul air hit me and, defeated, sank back into my seat. Grant and Dwayne didn't seem to notice the smell. A short moment later, we pulled up beside the mine's main shop and parked. Grant and Dwayne jumped out, but I stayed behind. The stink seemed to be getting worse. I contemplated remaining in the truck while they checked out the bones, but I'd come out because I wanted to see the bones and the mine for myself, so I shook the thought. I inhaled one last breath of truck air, opened the door, and emerged into the stench. As my feet hit the gravel, I steadied myself and looked around. To my right were the shop and a few outbuildings. To my left, an outhouse, maybe the source of the foul smell. A couple of trucks and what I assumed would amount to several large dumpster fills of rusty metal contraptions. In the distance, I saw several people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?